So we'll be talking today about ontologies and infrastructures of urban feeding Warsaw, and it's the two of us presenting, but you could see the rest of the team there. So this talk stems from a bigger project that's entitled Embodying Climate Change, Transdisciplinary Research on Urban Overheating that we're doing. And it's an interdisciplinary project that focuses exactly on older adults, so adults above the age of 65 years old, and their experiences of urban heat in Warsaw and Madrid. The goal, well, as you'll see, we're trying to combine ethnographic and very subjective experiences of what is heat when it's too hot and how people feel about that with sort of objective sensor measurements. Today we will be engaging with three questions. What is the heat wave? What makes it, and how do different actors and institutions know? We assumed in the project what we wanted to suggest is a new conceptualization of heat waves as multiple objects that are not only different when we think about epistemologies but also ontologies, right? So that a heat wave, and I'll explain in a sec what we mean by that, is a different thing to climate scientists, to epidemiologists, to policymakers, and to older adults living in Warsaw and Madrid. Since we work in an interdisciplinary context, we really wanted to emphasize that we treat knowledge as something that's very contextual and depends on positionality, and then why climate scientists and older adults might have very different knowledges about what is heat, we assume that they're equally valid and equally valid to recognize. So as you'll see, for epidemiologists, the danger that comes with excessive heat starts much earlier than it does for climate scientists. And in both climate science and epidemiology, a heat wave is a very quantified phenomenon that can be measured, calculated, and mapped out. And a heat wave is abstracted from the actual life by scientists. It is, in a way, created by scientists because they come up with definitions and calculations. And it seems that they have all the agency and the power to define it, to make it very real and visible with the use of the maps, for instance. So we were interested in looking into how those different cities, and not particularly older adults living in such different contexts, deal with that, and whether we can learn something from the Spanish case to implement it perhaps in the Polish one. And one of the arguments we want to make is that, of course, we have to be concerned with morbidity and mortality, as epidemiology teaches us to do. But we also want to point out the well-being and comfort of people's lives and how heat increasingly affects their daily lives and isolates them, actually. And for many older adults living in Warsaw, they would define a heat wave or too hot weather or heat already at 25 degrees Celsius, for instance. So it begins much earlier than a scientifically understood heat wave starts for scientists and meteorologists. And if we recognize the multiplicity of this perspective and treat this as equally valid, we see that some older adults experience longer periods of heat waves than climate or meteorological indices or policy warnings indicate. So another point related to different ontologies of heat waves is this idea that there is really quite a striking discrepancy between how climate science perceives heat waves, which are defined as very rare, abnormal events, and the reality of living in summers all over the world, but in Europe as well, for older adults, for instance, for whom it's not an abnormal event anymore, but it's something that's sort of really a daily experience. And I think that this discrepancy needs to be addressed, right? Because climate science has much more power in defining heat waves and deciding what we do about them.
As different ontologies offer us different recognitions of heat and means to answer the challenges recognized by those different perspectives, they do not offer answers to other existing perspectives. So to cope with heat, we need to know how to act within one ontology that would give effects within the other, and the other way around. So for example, we need to know how to act within policy to answer the concerns of the vulnerable groups. And we need to, being a vulnerable group, for example, know how to use the policy to change it, playing by the rules of the policy, for example. And the thing that we are thinking about is that perhaps thinking about heat in a slightly different way as infrastructures, and with use of that concept, enables us to move forward while recognizing those epistemological and ontological differences. And we are using here quite old, but I think a very good approach to infrastructures, so ethnography of infrastructures. And approaching heat infrastructures this way allows us first to acknowledge and bypass this ontological multiplicity, but without ignoring it. And second, to think about a heat infrastructure that would allow to monitor a warn against heat adequacy for most parties involved without them agreeing in the sphere of ontology or reducing their means and what they think to some one chosen true heat, like meteorological heat or policy heat or something like that. So the kind of a common infrastructure that we found under all our the three that we've analyzed is scientific infrastructure of temperature. Public infrastructure uses meteo stations and degrees to assess the heat wave and thresholds, using also the Celsius degrees. The citizens' infrastructure, our participants often put the heat into the degrees. They say that, oh, it's over 25 degrees, that it's hot for me. They use thermometers outside of the window, sometimes inside the home, to say how hot it is for them. And we, of course, also use sensors that measure temperature. But the problem is temperature is it's not enough because of the different thresholds, because of the different aspects. For example, our participants often mention humidity, that it is a big difference for them. And meteo stations and public infrastructure also doesn't use humidity in any way to assess is it a heat wave or not. So recognizing what kind of heat ontologies there are is a first step that we already done. Mapping infrastructures that have a basic one or more such ontologies is the second step we already started here, as you can see, because that's beginning, even not a work in progress, but beginning of a work in progress. And coming up with a sketch of an infrastructure that taps into other infrastructures and ontologies would be a first step we hope to make in the near future, and we hope this would enable us to think about better adaptation to heat and warning about heat in city of Warsaw.